Family, welcome to the Now Network. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name.
The Now Network presents Women Speak Now and Be Heard, hosted by Prophetess Lisa Harris. Good evening, woman of God. Welcome to Women Speak Now. This is your launch. This is your season. This is your time. Welcome to the broadcast.
Amen. Amen. Praise Him, Pastor E. God bless you, man of God. We just thank God. We do honor God and we honor you tonight. Just giving me an opportunity to share the word of God with you on tonight. Amen. Like I say, it's about women believing, seeking God, environment of love, empowerment, and trust, and coming together as one in Christ Jesus. That's what it's all about. We all about building each other up on tonight. The word of God say that we're supposed to esteem others higher than our own on tonight. Amen. Let's have a quick prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come before your presence tonight. We thank you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for the word of God that shall come forward on tonight, oh God. We thank you that the word shall be blessed unto your people. And Father God, we give you praise and glory and honor in Jesus' name. We pray, amen. Amen. We're talking about tonight by in 1 Peter 5 and 10. And we're going to be talking about suffering. And the word of God said that after we have suffered a while, amen. And we know that sons of thanks to God, we don't like to suffer. We don't like to go through anything. But sometimes our suffering can be a good thing because sometimes God is trying to perfect us, to establish us and strengthen us in the midst of our suffering. Amen. We're going to look at the first scripture. It's going to be 1 Peter 5 and 10. It says, but the God of all grace who had called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, salvage, strengthen, and settle you. So God is saying to this tonight, even talking about Peter, but we can put ourselves in tonight. And God is saying that this four things going to happen for us. But he said after you suffer a while, it can be a short time, short season. He doesn't say how long, but the key thing about it, if we wanted to suffer with Jesus Christ, he said, don't suffer with him. With what? We'll reign with him. Amen. And it's saying right here, and these things saying that after we suffer a while with Jesus Christ, he said that he's going to what? Perfect us. And then he's going to establish us, strengthen us, and settle us. So that means it's four things going to take place. So and the key thing is we know there's nobody perfect but the Father in Christ Jesus. But we're going to be striving for what? Perfection every day. Amen. To get there in that place where God wants to be at. Amen. And then it goes down to establish. What does the word establish mean? It means to bring about or to begin. Sometimes we are not established in ministry, in God, in our own life and stuff. So God said, I'm going to let you go through a little suffering for a little while because I want to what? I need to establish you to get you into a place where you need to be at. That's what the word establish said, to bring about or begin, amen. And then we go to the word a perfect means like in nothing, complete. So you mean tell me if I'm willing to suffer a little while with God, he said that I'll be perfect. That means like in nothing. That means God is going to complete some things in me. I don't know about you all tonight, but I'm willing to suffer for a while because all this is going to take place for me. And I was thinking about in the book of Job in 42 and verse 10. Remember the soul book of Job, how Job lost everything he had, and even how his wife told him that, about God. She told him, won't you curse God and die? What Job said, oh, foolish woman thou art. That's why women and men to God, the one that's not married, that's why we got to read away on God to get a divine connection. We can be just like Job's wife did. What she didn't believe Job. She didn't have no faith in what God told Job that he gonna restore it all to him. She didn't have enough faith and believe in her own husband to wait until what it comes to pass. So that's why we got to be careful who we connect ourselves with in this season. Because if he's not truly divine, connected by God, you might go through what Job went through, experiment with his wife on tonight. But it was good because at the end, after Job suffered, he went through a great transition, but God promised him that he restored what, seven times, gave him more than what he had. But Job was willing to suffer. He said, don't you slay me, yet should I wait till my chains come? Because God promised Job that he was going to restore all back to Job. But Job had to have faith, though he went through. But he had a word from God that he was going to what? He was going to reestablish him. He was going to restore him tonight. So we got to have
that same kind of faith. We got to be willing to suffer for with Jesus Christ. He said, suffer with him with what? With reign with him. But we got to be willing to suffer with Jesus Christ. And then the next word say what? He said, strengthen. It said to make us strong or become stronger. Okay, the Bible said what? When my folks have been converted, we're supposed to go and convert others in love. So sometimes people need to be strengthened, but first of all, we got to get strengthened from God before we can go and strengthen someone else up tonight. So the key thing is tonight, says to God, after we have suffered a while, God said he going to do some great things for us. But like I said again, we thank the God. We don't like to suffer. We don't like to go through things. But he said these things is what? Only the light affliction only lasts for a moment. A moment can be what? 30 minutes. It can be hours. It can be months. It might be years. But he said these are what? Just light affliction. And they're only going to last for a moment. And they're only temporary. So the ones who want to suffer with him will reign with him. And look at the book of Hannah. Look what Hannah had to go through. Even though her husband, he laughed at her. He said, what you been drinking and stuff. But Hannah had a promise of God. And she stayed at the altar of God. Even though she had to suffer and went through some things, but she had a promise from God that God was going to give her a son. So she had to go through something in order to get that son. But she went through it, and she got what? Her promised son. Tonight, we got to be willing to suffer for Christ Jesus. I don't know about you all, but I'm willing to suffer. But I'll read this word of God in 1 Peter 5 and 10. And I said, God, so you're telling me after I suffer a while, this is all going to happen. But not for me. But when I get through suffering and when I get through going through this right here, I'm going to be go out and talk to my brothers. Let's go to the word of God, 1 Peter 5 and 10. This is what's going to happen. But are you willing to suffer a while? A while, there's no time on that. Only God and you know how long you're going to have to suffer. So suffering is a good thing. People might think it is a bad thing, but it's not a bad thing because suffering for Jesus Christ, he said, don't suffer with me, with the rain with me. Are we willing to suffer for God, for him to establish us, for him to strengthen us, come on, him to perfect us, mean I'm complete, lacking nothing? Oh, my God. So that means when we get complete in God, there is no liking in God because God said after, but you got to go through. That's the key thing about it. See, we saints of God really, really, really do not like to go through things. We like things just like popcorn. But if you really want the full blessing of God, you got to be willing to go all the way through it. Because one thing about it, the key thing about it, remember, we're not going through by ourselves. We have a Father that's with us, that he will walk with us, he will talk with us, he will lead, he will guide us, he will be with us. And he said he's going to even strengthen us. So what we go through, when we come up out of it, we're going to be strengthened. And then I can go and strengthen my sister, strengthen my brother, because I don't went through the suffering. And he said all these things, it's only for a moment, light affliction. They are not forever. So the key thing tonight, we must keep the faith. Must be willing, like Peter, Hannah, like Joel. We got to be willing to go through all of that suffering that we have to go through. Because when we get to going through all this suffering, Jesus, God promised some things that is going to happen to us. But after, but he said, the key thing, are you willing to suffer for me? Not for man, not for woman, children, but only for God. Because he said, don't suffer with me, shall what reign with me. So tonight, closing, are we willing to suffer with God, with Christ Jesus? Because he said, after you have suffered a while. He didn't say forever. It's nothing ever. Remember, everything is temporary that we go through in life. We come up out of it easier. But the key thing about it, we have to be willing and obedient. That's the key thing. When we go through something, listen to the voice of God and follow his instructions, and we'll come up out of it easier, and we'll be able to get all these things that God promised Peter. when he told Peter, after you have suffered a while, Peter, this is what I'm going to do for you. And I don't know about Peter, but I'm saying, Lisa, if I'm not going to do this right here, I'm going to go out and help somebody else get perfect, salvaged, strengthened, and settled. Seller. That means God say, now I'm ready to sell you. Most of me need to be still awake in our mind and in our spirit and our heart and our soul. Some of our mind is not stellar. That's why we're going here and there, we're going there. And some of us are not established. We're going here, we're going there. We're not anchored, we're not rooted in God, number one, in the Word of God. Because if we anchored rooted in the Word of God, we'd be like Psalms 1. We'll be plain and rooted. We will not move by every what wind and doctor come to move us. We will be anchored and rooted in God. So no matter what I have to go through, what I have to suffer to go through, as long as I know God is with me, and I can truly say Emmanuel, knowing that God is with me. God is with us on tonight. Y'all be blessed, and thank you again, Pastor E, for this opportunity.
Well, amen, woman of God. We definitely enjoyed you. I know we have some women out there. I'm going to get to support this tonight. This is your first broadcast here on the network, and we're excited for that word that went forth. We're just looking for the great things that God is about to do. I want to call in a couple of our covenant partners. Minister Terry first. Women speak now and be heard. Come on and encourage Prophetess Lisa as she grows this first Thursday of Oh, I think she's at work. My bad. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, come on in with me and support the woman of God, Prophetess Lisa, tonight on Women Speak Now.
Well, good evening, man of God. How are you?
Blessed.
Yes, Lord, blessed.
In the city, in the field.
Go ahead and sing it.
Coming and going, up and down.
Yeah.
We need to say all around. Good evening, woman of God.
Look, I'm sorry I missed some of it, what she said, because I've been in camp meeting today. Hello?
Amen. Amen. Well, I'm here. Prophetess Lisa, now, this is your broadcast. Now, these ladies are going to come in to talk with you and to help you, you know, become comfortable here on the network.
Amen. Well, I want to say this. Good evening, Minister Lisa.
Yes, ma'am. Good evening. Bless you, my sister.
I'm Evangelist Valentine, Evangelist Virginia.
Bless you, woman of God. So nice to meet you.
And bless you, too. I caught a little bit of what you were saying, but what I did pick up on, I heard you talking about willing to suffer for God.
Yes,
that's
man.
What
so
I got of it.
God willing, this is what I got. Willing to suffer for God. So you're saying, are we willing to suffer for God? Or some of
yes,
us don't want to suffer for God?
Yes, ma'am. Amen.
Okay. I think that was good. Willing to suffer for God. But you know what? Some of us don't want to suffer for God. Some of us want everything our way. Some of us want
yes,
everything
ma'am.
Instant. Some of us want everything instant, Minister Lisa. We want instant
yes,
grit.
Ma'am.
We want instant this and instant that. Everything in a microwave.
Yes, ma'am, Mama. You
want
to
put some water in a pot. Look, we don't want to put some water in a pot and boil some water and cook some good home grit. We want everything instant. Hallelujah. We want everything instant. But to follow God, I'm willing to do whatever it takes to follow him.
Amen. Amen.
I am willing, my sister, to do whatever it takes to follow God. You know why? Because I'm in love with God. I love my God. I love him with everything that's within me. And I'm willing to go all the way for him. I'm willing to take up my cross daily and follow him. Hallelujah. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, we're here.
We're here, Mom.
He said in the word, take up your cross.
Yes.
Take up daily and follow him. And we don't want to do that. We don't want to follow him. We're not willing to follow him, but I'm willing to my sister. I'm willing to go on. I'm willing to do whatever he called me to do. I'm willing to go wherever he wants me to go. I'm willing to do whatever he wants me to do. I am willing to say what he wants me to say. Hallelujah. Willing to suffer for God. God suffered for us. And I hear people say, we don't have to suffer. God done already suffer for us. But that's not what the word of God is saying.
No, man, that ain't what it says. That's right. That's right.
No, willing to suffer for God. I think that was good. That's the part I caught. And that's the part that was in my spirit when I listened to you. And that's what I caught on to. And I think what you just did, I want to encourage you, my sister in the Lord. I want to encourage you. This is your first night.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
This is your first night, my sister Lisa. Minister Lisa, this is your first night. And you know what? You go on you go all the way for Jesus. Take up your cross and follow him.
Amen. Amen.
And each night you come on, let me tell you, when you come on, you think, oh, you're going to be stronger and stronger. You're going to get that word and you're going to run with it. I encourage you. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. I encourage you in the Lord, my sister.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I encourage you this night.
Amen, amen. We all start somewhere. This is a new avenue. I remember when you was a baby here on the network, Evangelist Virginia. So we all grow in this area. This is a whole new avenue.
Yes.
I remember when I first began, it was like I could just I know how to talk. It was like, where are you talking to? Who's out there? Where are they at? This radio thing.
Yes.
But let me encourage everybody. There are millions listening to this network. Are they registering? Are they responding? Are they pushing one? No. But let me tell you, God has a little hot wave going on with the Now Network on the responses of people, lives being changed. And
yes,
this
sir.
Is what you speak now. But I, as soon as you start talking about being willing to suffer for Christ, it's a difference to say I'm suffering. Because most of us think we're suffering because of something somebody did to us or because of some bad luck. No.
Yeah.
But if you study Romans chapter 8, I think Paul was trying to get us to really understand. Just in chapter 8, verse 17, he says, "And if children, heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified him." See, it don't matter what you're going through now. What is going to happen when you go through your circumstance and you understand it's a purpose? Because go down to 36, and I ain't going to get to preaching on y'all tonight, but watch in verse 36, he says, "Just as it is written, for your sake, we are being put to death all day long. We were considered as sheep to be slaughtered."
Yes.
That didn't end.
And you know what, Minister Lisa?
Yes, ma'am.
Look, I'm here to encourage you. We are here as a team, and we need to work as a team. We need to come together in unity. We need to be unified. Come together in unity. We need to be unified and work as a team. Work as a team.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I agree with you.
And that's what I'm here for. I'm here to do whatever. And I want to say God bless you, and I want to encourage you. You keep
doing what God called
you to do. Don't you look to the left or to the right, but you look straight ahead and stay on the right path.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank
God
get
the glory.
Too. Amen.
All glory go to God, my sister. And I love you.
Love
God
you
bless
too.
You, woman
love
of God.
Love you too.
God bless you, man of God.
Amen, amen. Women speak now and be heard. It gets fired up in here. And as I said, God is awesome because, the word is not you, but you're the deliverer of the word of God. And if anyone listens, they know the revelation of God's word, and you start to search. Well, let me tell you about me. I start to search and start to seek and start to read the scriptures to say, this is dynamic. This is a principle that not only women need to talk about, this is a principle that men need to talk about also. I want you guys to know that This first Thursday is going to grow. This first Thursday, we're expecting great things from Prophetess Lisa and even in her region and new people seeing what she's doing here on the Now Network. And this isn't about ratings. This is about numbers. This is about the one. Reach somebody, teach somebody, believe in somebody by giving them a word that tells them that God has special favor for them, that he's already predestined and called them. Let somebody know. It may be somebody on this call tonight that can leave here with this motivation. Find somebody that you just look in their eye and can tell they need to know they're equal as you, no matter the kind of car you have and the houses you have and all of the nice things you have. Somebody that's below you needs to know they're as important as you are. You could change the world, and we all did that once a day. See, that's suffering for Christ. Suffering for Christ is putting yourself down for a friend. People you don't even know, people you have no relationship with. I'm talking about tangible relationship. Yes, he related with us through the Spirit, but he had no personal relationship or a tangible relationship with most of us, because most of us physically had not even been created yet. So thanks and to God be the glory for this word tonight. Anybody else want to get in on this conversation? Dial one. The lines are available to hear you tonight. Prophetess, as I said, I'm blessed to have you on board. And I just know God is about to do a great thing with this broadcast here on the first week, second week, third week, fourth, continuing here on the Now Network. Any closing remarks from you? We don't have any other callers. So any closing remarks from you?
Amen. No, man, God, just thank God for the privilege and honor just to be here tonight. Just thank God. Like I said, the change by the body. When we suffer for Jesus Christ, that's the key thing. Not for people, but when we suffer for him, that's a great reward that he's going to give us. So I just thank God just for the opportunity to be able to share the word of God with the people of God on tonight.
Amen. Amen. Minister Terry from the Now Network team is on board. Women Speak Now and Be Heard. Mr. Terry, her phone been tripping all night. We're going to pray against that in the mighty name of Jesus. No weapon formed against that broad, that connection. We know, woman of God, you're on board to share, and something's going on with your phone. We're going to release you from that point. Everybody else, know that you are loved. Yes, yes, we are going to continue this broadcast. It's gonna grow. It's going to definitely pull you in to be a part of it. But don't just sit back. Get involved. I know that all of our new covenant hosts here on the network have been added to the Women Speak Now page on Facebook, that they can correspond and they can post and get their information out there. We want to get that going. You guys work together to make that thing happen. God bless you, ladies. Know that you are what? Loved, honored, and appreciate it in Jesus' name. But the most important thing you need to know is that you are beautifully made by God. Don't let nobody tell you any different. I don't care what names, what things have been said. Change that by the word of God.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.